Okay. So the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lasais Bayis Lashem Muchon Liyais Makrivim Boya Karbonis. That the mitzvah is to build a Beis HaMikdash in order that there should be a place prepared to bring Karbonis. So this is not the main thing I'm going to focus on, but these words in the Rambam are famous because the Rambam here says his shitta, what the point of building a Beis HaMikdash is. The Rambam disagrees with the Ramban, which in Parashas Truma says that the main point of building a Mishkan and then later the Beis HaMikdash is to have a place where the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina, could dwell there, which is primarily in the Aron and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Karbonis is a secondary thing of the Beis HaMikdash. That's not the main focus. But the Rambam clearly says, no, the point of the Beis HaMikdash is that it should be a place, Muchan Liyas Makrivim Boya Karbonis. That the main focus of the Beis HaMikdash is the bringing of Karbonis. But then the Rambam adds something which is interesting. The Rambam says, V'choygigin Eilov Sholish Pamim Bashana, and you come and celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash 3 times a year. That's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, 3 times a year. Shenemar V'osoli Mikdash. So the fact that the Rambam adds in the description of what the mitzvah is, even before he brings the pasuk, the Rambam adds that v'choygigin eilav sholish pamim bashana is mashma, that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is part of the mitzvah of the binyan Beis HaMikdash. The point of building the Beis HaMikdash is that the Yidden should have a place to come there 3 times a year. Just like I said before, the Rambam holds that the point of the Beis HaMikdash is for Karbonis, so too the Rambam sticks in that the main point of the Beis HaMikdash is also V'choygigin Eilov, that Yidden should have a place to come and celebrate 3 times a year. There's somewhere, I couldn't find it now, but somewhere in Lekutei Sichos, in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe points this out, that this is a unique shit of the Rambam, that he sticks in the Inyan of Aliyah L'Regel here. So this over here is a minor of the Rebbe regarding the Inyan of Aliyah L'Regel. There's a maimer that the Rebbe said exactly 40 years ago, this upcoming Shabbos. Shabbos Mevorach HaMenachem of Tov Shin Lama Zayin, 40 years ago, Shabbos fell out on Shabbos. Not Shabbos fell out on Shabbos. The Shchedesh fell out on Shabbos. And when the Shchedesh falls out on Shabbos, the Haftarah is, part of the Haftarah, V'hoyim edei Chedesh b'chotshem edei Shabbos b'shabbato yevoyu kol bosor l'shtachvis l'fonai. I think that's the pasuk. So the Rebbe in the Maimah there brings the Medrash that says in a few places that La'osad Lavoi will be Aliyah L'Regel every Rosh Chodesh and also every Shabbos. Every Shabbos will be Aliyah L'Regel. And the Medrash says, how's it possible? How's it possible that every week we're going to be constantly traveling? So came in the Zayin Ruig, you have time to get home, you have to go back, especially if you live far away. So the answer is that the Medrash brings a pasuk, Mi ele ka'ov to ufena. Who are these people that are flying in a cloud? That every single Shabbos or Shchedesh, the Yidden will be loaded up onto a cloud, and they'll be delivered to Yerushalayim for Shabbos, and then when Shabbos is over, they'll be delivered back home by the cloud. So it'll be perfect, beautiful. Every Shchedesh, every Shabbos. That's the Medrash. The Rebbe in the Maimer mentioned that the cloud will deliver the Yidden to Yerushalayim on Erev Shabbos. It'll be Erev Shabbos. It's still Yom Chol. On Erev Shabbos, that's when Yidden will be delivered. So later, after the Rebbe said the Maimer, the Manichim, that were writing up the Maimer, asked the Rebbe that if you check up the Mefarshim on the Medrash inside, you see over there one of the Mefarshim. His name was Zayis Ranon. It's quoted here in the Hora. Zayis Ranon. It's from the early Mefarshim on the Medrash. Let's take a look inside. On the bottom, we'll see first the question that they asked the Rebbe on the bottom of the page in the star. The Maina L'Shaila, what the Rebbe writes here was an answer to a question. Ala Mavur B'Dibra Maschel, what the Rebbe said, in the Maina V'Hoyim V'Yachodesh V'Chodshem V'Day Shabbos V'Shabbato Yevoyu Kabosel L'Shtachvis L'Fonai. So the Rebbe said, Shema Shekosav V'Medrash Sheho Anonim Yavium, that the clouds will bring the Yidden hapirish bezeh hulefnei knisus haShabbos. Yidden will be brought before Shabbos enters. V'harei, so the question was asked to the Rebbe, v'zayis ranon liyalkut, and v'zayis ranon, they are on the Medrash, u'bekama memefarshe hapsikta rabba, that's another place in the Medrash where this is. So in other mefarshim as well, mashma, shehoanonim yavim b'Shabbos, that the anonim will actually deliver the Yidden on Shabbos itself. Not before Shabbos. Why is the Bechlala discussion whether the clouds are going to ring them on Shabbos or before Shabbos? So the reason why there's a discussion about this is because there's an isra of tchumen. You're not allowed to go a certain distance on Shabbos out of 2,000 amos or 12 mil, minateira. So you're not allowed to travel off such a far distance on Shabbos. So how will the clouds be bringing the Yidden on Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash traveling outside of the Tchum Shabbos? So therefore the Mefarshim answer, you must say that they'll be brought L'chayre, you'll have to say L'chayre, let me take that back again. L'chayre, you'll have to say that they'll be brought before Shabbos because you can't travel out of the Tchum. So then the Mefarshim say, no, that's not the case, because the Gemara and Erev discusses this, and the Gemara there says, according to one opinion at least, that there's no din of tchum l'mayla ma'asara. Since there's no tchum l'mayla ma'asara, and the clouds are obviously traveling higher than 10 tochim, so there's no problem with tchum Shabbos. So therefore, as the Rebbe concludes over here, ki ain tchum l'mayla ma'asara, there's no issue of tchum Shabbos higher than 10 tochim. Well, l'mayla, they're going to be delivered Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash. They're not going to be delivered before Shabbos. So the question I asked to the Rebbe was, why did the Rebbe say in the Maimer that La'asad Lovay, the Nevuah is, that the Yidden are going to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash before Shabbos? What's the Raya they're going to be brought before Shabbos? So to answer this, the Rebbe wrote to this Maimer here, in the Sefer Maimor and Tav Shalom and Zayin, they actually have printed the original Ksav Yad Kodesh of the Rebbe. It's a whole page where the Rebbe wrote this whole response to Ksav Yad Kodesh.
And again, on and off, when you get on and off.
It's 10 tefachim, but the actual traveling itself, though, is not.
Going out of the
Yeah. You can bring all the Kutta Sichas, Chelik Chof Aleph. That's where this is printed. Right over there, they have the Kutta Sichas. I see the Chelik Chof Aleph right there. All right. Good. It's on page 383. So the Rebbe says as follows: Al Kolponim Bekitzer Al Dvar Anal. To give an answer, at least Bekitzer, regarding this question. Ubehektim, first the Rebbe says, the Maramokim, the places where this medrash is found. Hamaymer Azal Eisata Matzosiv. For the time being, the Rebbe says, I found this medrash in the following places: the Psikta Rabbah, Parshas Shabbos for the Shchaidish, in the medrash of Psikta Rabbah. It's a section that's Shabbos and the Shchaidish. Yalkut Shmoini Yeshaya Tovkuf Gimel. Another place in Yalkut Shmoini, Shom B'Seifa. Yalkut Shmoini in a third place, the Hill of Tovshim and Malif, and then Sefer Harikach, which is from one of the Rishonim, Simad Eish Chof Tes. It's on page 383. Middle of the page. Got it? Ubekame shinuyim ezelazeh. There are differences in the way it's brought from one place to another. Re'esham, you could look inside. And then the Rebbe says, Ukanira avuin the kuli psikta rabba hanal. The source where it's elaborated the most is in the psikta rabba. That's where this inyan is brought at length. And the Rebbe here right now is going to quote what it says in the psikta rabba. And the Rebbe says as follows, Umeatzorich iyan the psikta rabba. The questions that there are on what it says in the Psikta Rabbah is as follows. And the Rebbe first quotes the actual Lashon that it says in the Psikta Rabbah. What does it say there? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Omer Leah Kodesh Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael. Rebbe just said to the Yidin, Bonai, my children, Ba'olam Hazeh, Kama Pamim Ayisim Olam B'Shana. In Olam Hazeh, which obviously refers to the first and second Beis HaMikdash, how often were people Eile Regel? Like Gimel Pamim B'Shana? Just 3 times a year. Kshiyagia Kates, then when Mashiach will come, Kol Chaydish v'Chaydish, or B'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, every Rish Chaydish and every Shabbos, Yidden will be Eilid Egel. K'meshanama, B'hoi M'dei Chaydish v'Chotshoi, M'dei Shabbos v'Shabbatai. That's the first opinion brought in the Psikta Rabbah. Then it says weiter, Dovar Acher, another opinion, V'hoi M'dei Chaydish v'Chotshoi, V'hoi Eichefshir Shoyovoi. How is it possible for all Yidden to come? Chulu, the Rebbe doesn't quote the entire Medrash, but what it actually says there in the Medrash is that La'asad Lovoi, it says that Eretz Yisrael, sorry, first Yerushalayim will be mispashit in the whole Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael will be mispashit in the entire world. So Yidden will be living in the entire world. It'll all be Eretz Yisrael, but Yidden will be all over the place. So if so, the question becomes even stronger: how are Yidden going to be brought from the furthest places in the world to Yerushalayim every single Shabbos? Even if they were on Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to understand how is it possible. Kol Shekain, that L'Asad Lavoi, the whole world will be Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rebbe doesn't bring here, what it says in the Medrash. B'chol Chodesh and b'chol Shabbos. How is it possible every Chodesh and every Shabbos? Omer Rab Levi. So Rab Levi answers, Ha'ovim boin, the clouds will come, v'tayin in Oysom, and we'll load them up on the clouds, and v'vi in Oysom, deliver them to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, v'heim espalalim sham ba'baikir chulo. And they'll daven there in the morning. Okay? So if you pay attention here to the to what's, what it says here, the Dover Acher of the Medrash is italicized. The Rebbe underlined it. In the Ksav Yad, the Rebbe underlined Dover Acher. The Rebbe is trying to point out the fact that the Medrash says Dover Acher. And the Rebbe also underlined Misfalalim Sham Babaker. Why is the Rebbe underlining? What's the underlining of these two things? So as we'll see in a moment, the Rebbe is underlining the Dover Acher because Dover Acher usually means that there's an argument here. That there's a difference in that there's an argument between the first pshat and the second pshat. Doesn't seem like there's an argument here, L'chaira. The second pshat is adding a detail that the first pshat didn't say. What's that? The only detail the second pshat adds is, how's it going to be possible? That there'll be a cloud. But it doesn't seem to be any machlokes here between the first pshat and the second pshat. Then the Rebbe is L'chaira pointing out, why is it necessary for the Medrash to say, Misfalalim Shom Babaker? I mean, yeah, they'll daven in the morning. But why is it necessary to mention that? That they're going to be davening in the morning. Yeah, davens in the morning, but it doesn't belong here, L'chaira. Then the Rebbe brings the third pshat, it says in the Medrash, and here again it says, Dover Acher. So the Medrash there actually says an interesting thing. The Rebbe doesn't quote the whole thing, but the Medrash there says that what happens if a Shchedish falls out on Shabbos? So you're going to lose out. You're supposed to be Oile Regal every Shchedish and every Shabbos. If a Shchedish falls out on Shabbos, so you're going to come once for a Shchedish on Shabbos. So the Medrash says, no, it's actually not the case. If a Shchedish falls out on Shabbos, the Yidden will be delivered to the Beis HaMikdash with a cloud twice. As the Medrash says, on such a case when a Shchedish fell out on Shabbos, the cloud will deliver them in the morning. They'll daven there in the morning. Then it'll load them back up and bring them back home. And bring them back to Yerushalayim to daven mincha to cover the Shchedish, once for Shabbos and once for the Shchedish. That's what it says in the Medrash there. Okay, so here the Rebbe now very bekitzer points out what is he coming to explain in this medrash. Letaretz or levayer, so to answer and explain chiluke hadover acher. What is the differences? What is the argument between the first, second, and third pshat here? I mean, l'chayre between the third and the second pshat, it's clear what the difference is. The third pshat holds that in a case where the Shchedish falls out on Shabbos, Yidden are going to be brought twice. According to the first two pshatim, it doesn't seem like that's the case. If the Shchedish falls out on Shabbos, Yidden will come once for the Shchedish and Shabbos. The third pshat is Meisah, they're going to be brought twice. But what's the difference between the first and the second pshat? The only difference is that the second pshat mentions that they're going to come with a cloud. Does that mean that the first pshat holds that they're not going to be brought with a cloud? It's impossible to say that. Begashmis, it's impossible for Yidden to come every single Shabbos if not for the cloud. So the first pshat also agrees they're going to be coming with a cloud. So then there's really no difference between the first and the second pshat. So we have to explain what is the difference. The chayin kushis ha-mefarshim, the lakamadeis yesh tchumin l'mayla ma'asara. The discussion mentioned before that the mefarshim have here, that there is an opinion that there is tchumin l'mayla ma'asara. So how could Yidden travel with a cloud on Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash? It's out of the tchum Shabbos. The Rebbe's mitzayin to the Gemara in Erev and Memhei Seifa Mitbeis Tur Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch Admor Azakin Chelik Erechaim Reishim and Tov Dalar. If you look at the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, there in Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam, there's actually no Psak Halacha regarding this matter. It's a Machlekes in Gemara and it remains unresolved, and in Shulchan Aruch it's brought as a Sofik, and therefore in a case where it's Tchum Mid Rabbanan we're Mekel, and in a case where it's a Tchum Mid Reisa we're Machmed. There's no Hachra for this Machlekes. So according to the opinion that there's a tchum l'mayla ma'asara, how could Yidden come with the cloud on Shabbos? So the Rebbe explains, Yeshleimar, the meturitz zebazeh. These two points, number one, what's the machlokes here between the two opinions? And number two, how do we deal with the issue of tchum? Answer each other. Chiluk, where am I? Ubezeh pligi hadover acher. This is here the argument of the Dover Acher, Uleman the Omar, the Yesh Tchumin, the opinion that holds that there is a problem with Tchum, Boim Be'erev. They're going to have to come from before Shabbos. And that's Taka, the first opinion. The first opinion, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that they're going to be brought before Shabbos. Even though Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi doesn't say it Befeidish, doesn't say Befeidish in the matter that they're going to be brought on Shabbos. But the Rebbe will explain in a moment where it's mashma in what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, that they're going to be brought before Shabbos. V'achiluk de la'asad lavay v'ato. The only difference that there is between la'asad lavay and now, or that is in the first and second base of Mikdash, is hurak b'mispar ha'pa'amim. It's only in the amount of times that they're going to be oiler egel. Just in the number of times, how often they're going to be oiler egel, that's the only difference. But just like Aliyah L'Regel in the first and second Beis HaMikdash, when did Yidden arrive to the Beis HaMikdash? On Yom Tov, of course not. Yidden arrived before Yom Tov. So the same thing, L'Asad Lavai, when Yidden are going to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash with a cloud, when are they going to be brought? Before Shabbos, just like it was then. And in addition to that, there's a problem to be brought in Shabbos because there's an Isur of Tchum. If you follow the opinion that it's Tchum, L'mayla, Ma'asara. So the only difference is hurak b'mispar ha'pa'amim in the number of times kepashtus lashon of Yeshua ben Levi v'chulu. That's the simple lashon of Yeshua ben Levi. What does Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say? The Abishu tells the Yidden, my children, in the first and second Beis HaMikdash you came three times. La'asad lava, you'll come more. You'll come every Shabbos. So it's mashma that the Nevuah is saying that you'll be coming more often. But not that you'll be arriving on Shabbos itself. You'll be coming before Shabbos. And therefore, v'gam leil aleph de yom tiv hoyu b'Yerushalayim, just like it was when Yidden were always eilei regel, already the first night of yom tiv, the Yidden were there in Yerushalayim. Val derech zeh b'Shabbos v'Rishchaydish, the same is true with Shabbos and Rishchaydish, that the Yidden will be there before Shabbos. Okay? Clear? That's the first opinion. Masha'en Kain, the Dover Acher holds, the second opinion says that they're going to be brought on Shabbos itself. And that explains why, the Rebbe doesn't tie choice here, but that explains why the Medrash emphasized Umispalalim Sham Babaker. Because they're going to be coming in the morning in time for davening. They're not going to be there before Shabbos. They'll come in time to daven Babaker. That's the touch of the Machloikis here.
What's a bigger mila?
Huh?
What's a bigger mila?
So Yesh Bezeh Masha'in Bezeh. So on one hand, there's a mila, the fact that they're coming on Shabbos, because it's a certain chiddush that didn't happen then. There's a certain chiddush that even on Shabbos itself, Yidden are coming. On the other hand, though, in the Maimer itself, the Rebbe said that there's a mila that in a Yom Choyl, the Nes is taking place on a Yom Choyl, has a certain mila over the fact that the Nes takes place on Shabbos Kedush. In the Yom Choyl, there's a Nes, there's a mila. That's what the Rebbe said in the Maimer. That's what the Rebbe fears is here. Well, Pizeh, Sheladaitoi, the rest of this Lashon actually is not what the Rebbe himself wrote. The Rebbe took an arrow and took the words that the Manichim wrote and was mechabered to the Lashon that he wrote. But the rest is the Lashon that the Manichim wrote. Sheladaitoi, according to this opinion, the Hechrich Loimar Shoha Anonim Yavim Be'er Shabbos, you must say they're going to come before Shabbos. Why? Because there's an issue with Tchum. Even during the weekday of Friday, they're going to already be in Yerushalayim. That's the machlokes here of the two opinions. Okay, that's one point. So
it say clearly the first opinion or the second opinion that is they hold, right?
No, but the Rebbe is mechadish here. This chat, yeah. In the second opinion, there's a remez in the words because it says mispalalim shom babeker. In the first opinion, doesn't say anything, but the Rebbe has two diyukim. Number one, because it says dover acher. What's the dover acher? Otherwise, what's the machlekes bachlal? Number two, it's mashma in the first opinion that it's going to be the same as it was in the first and second Beis HaMikdash. The only difference will be in the number of times, but otherwise it'll be the same. If it'll be the same, so then they came before Yom Tov. So L'Asad Lavad, they also come before Shabbos. So that's it's mashmos, but it doesn't say b'feirish. Huh? The third Dover Acher, yeah, also said that they're going to come Bashkoma. So the third Pshat also holds that they're going to come on Shabbos itself. To point out that over there you see that they're going to be coming on Shabbos itself. Unlike, yeah, same thing. So on both of these Pshatim you see that they're going to come on Shabbos itself. Now, that ever adds another point, that there's another big issue with traveling on Shabbos. Besides the fact that there's a Tchum Shabbos, there's another big issue with traveling on Shabbos itself, to the Beis HaMikdash. Another very important point here is, L'man Dom HaShabom B'Beik HaShabbos, according to the opinions that they're going to be brought on Shabbos itself, Kama V'Kama Halachis Chadoshis Musubachis B'Zeh. This could involve new and complicated halachas that you'll have to paskin. Why? Mitzat chilukei zmanei hascholas haShabbos kodesh sheboy hoye b'tchilosoi legabei hemshech shaloi. You began Shabbos in one time zone, you finish Shabbos in another time zone. So what's the halacha? What do you do?
Do you have to complete your Shabbos like the place that you began with those amount of hours? Or if you lost hours, so you can't. Shabbos has to be at least 24 hours, maybe. So if you lost hours, you have to continue keeping Shabbos according to where you began. Or no, you go according to the place that you're now. Or how about if you even cross the date line? So you can the whole thing could get messed up. Your whole Shabbos could get messed up.
The cloud will take you
the other way. Go around. The cloud traveling from such a far distance, even coming with a cloud, it's a long man. Coming into the cloud is going to bring them in a quick pace. Okay, Bifrat according to the opinion. Bifrat according to the opinion that they're going to be going there, back, and back again. So even if you're going to paskin that once they arrive, so now you have to go according to the Shabbos here, but now you're going back. So if you go to a new place, I'll manas to come back, so maybe you don't have to change because you're planning on going back.
You're going to end up with a short Shabbos.
Huh?
A long Shabbos.
Yeah?
It takes time to
work. So it says Bashkama. Okay, let's be mesayimit. Val achas kama v'kama. Oh, the Rebbe adds this point actually. Well, most definitely, there's a problem here. L'manda oma shebeim boikir mincha helchem v'chayzerim. They're going to go back and forth. So definitely, it's a big problem of how do you do this Shabbos here? Ubezeh pligi amanda omrim. So this is another reason why there's an argument here. If they're going to be brought before Shabbos, or they're going to be brought on Shabbos itself. If you're going to come before Shabbos, you avoid all of these issues. You don't have the problem not of Tchum Shabbos and not of the time zones. The rest is not here. Time for. Okay, there's more to say on this topic, but there's no time. We'll continue next week.